As President Joe Biden meets with world leaders on Earth Day to reaffirm America's commitment to addressing climate change, Colorado officials say it's good to have the federal government back as a partner. Pitkin County Commissioner Steve Child believes Biden's American Jobs Plan will help the state ensure a just transition for fossil fuel sector workers. Biden's plan also directs at least 40% of investments to communities of color and others disproportionately impacted by pollution.
We need to put the money on the Main Street here by getting jobs to those people who really need the jobs. I think it's important to target different disadvantaged populations.
Child says Colorado mostly ignored what was happening in the nation's capital over the past 4 years to make change locally. He cites Holy Cross Energy's move away from coal as one example. Nearly 40% of the electricity it delivers to mountain towns now comes from renewable sources, and the company says it will reach 100% by 2030. Other efforts include development of affordable solar-powered housing for teachers and low-income workers, a model which Child says could be replicated across the U.S. While some critics of Biden's plan say the price tag is too high, Child says the costs of ignoring climate change would be far greater, pointing to billions spent fighting wildfires and recovering from extreme weather events. He adds that a clean energy economy will reduce carbon emissions driving climate change and rein in staggering healthcare costs associated with pollution.
If we factored all of those things into what it is costing us, we cannot afford to keep using fossil fuels. We need to transition to a clean energy economy.
After the Trump administration announced the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, states, including Colorado, continued working to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. In 2019, Governor Jared Polis signed legislation committing the state to reduce emissions by 90% from 2005 levels by 2050. Colorado was also the first state to roll out a plan to help fossil fuel sector workers transition to good-paying jobs as the state moves toward a clean energy future. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.